Welcome to the Military Child Education Coalition podcast, the show that highlights a wide range of challenges and triumphs that our military-connected kids experience. My name is Nikki Harrison, and I'll be your host today. We would like to say thank you for the support of the Keesler Spouses Club and Air Force Officer Spouses Club of Washington, D.C. for this episode. Last July, several of MSEC's 2023 Call for the Arts winners joined us at the Global Training Summit in Washington, D.C. In today's podcast, you'll hear my conversation with one of our high school winners, Reagan. I have Reagan here with me today, and I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Reagan. I'm a rising senior at Flower Bluff High School. I really love the arts and theater and just all that fun stuff.
I love that so much. So how does it feel to win not one art contest, but two?
It was really amazing. When I got the call, I was walking back from an English final, and luckily I was alone, but I literally started jumping up and down while walking to class.
I love it. You're so excited. Yeah. So you were at school when you got the call.
Yes. I didn't notice I got it until afterwards. I was just listening to the voicemail, and I didn't know what it was until I started listening, but it made my day. It was amazing.
So you were definitely surprised to win then, because that was going to be my next question is, were you surprised? You were surprised, oh, for sure.
Yeah. I didn't even know about the contest until maybe 2 weeks before. And so it was really a last minute thing, honestly. And so I was really surprised that it went so far.
So did you know you were entered into both the Call for the Arts and the Celebrate Military Kids Kellogg's DECA Art Competition?
Honestly, I thought they were the same contest. I thought I had accidentally entered twice. My art teacher, Ms. Lichtenberger, had told me about the Call for the Arts MSEC one. And I was just entering it just in case she forgot. And it turned out I entered both, which was great.
So two for one.
Yes.
So what it was. I really like that. So you mentioned your art teacher. So you take art at school, and it's something you're passionate about?
Definitely, yes. This year I have, I think, four different types of art classes because I really want to go into the art field after I graduate.
Okay, so you have four different art classes. So what are the four art classes? Listen, don't judge. I only thought there was only one kind of art class in high school. So what different types of art classes do you have?
I signed up for AP art, which is just like the basic art, as well as digital art and animation. And then I took dual credit art appreciation and art history. And I feel like I'm missing. Oh, and I'm teacher's aiding for art too. So really, it feels like five. I'm so lucky that my school offers so many.
That's amazing. And you're teacher aiding. So does that mean you help other students with their art, like you, so they can improve and become better?
Yes. So I will sit in during her classes, and I can help other students, maybe help during lessons. And also when no one else needs help, I have extra time to do my art, which is like a win.
I really like that. How amazing. I feel like that should have been in high school when I was there, that you could do all those different types of options. So was this your first time entering the Call for the Arts?
Yes, I've done a lot of different art contests locally, but I'd never heard about this. And so when my art teacher brought it up, I thought it was a really cool opportunity.
It definitely was. Do you know how your art teacher heard about it? I'm just curious, because that's pretty cool.
I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe the school told her about it. I know she's always updating us on different contests. Maybe she knew about it and I didn't hear it the last year, but.
So do you think you'll enter it again next year?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now that I know it's a thing and I can prepare more, I know I can put so much more of my heart into the next piece I make.
I love that we have students that are entering our contest and they're wanting to do it again. I just think that's really amazing. Like, you had such a good experience that you want to keep entering into the contest. I think that's really cool. So can you share with us the inspiration behind your art piece?
So when I was maybe five or six, we'd moved from California to Texas. And not only that, but my mom had deployed to Afghanistan. And I was really struggling because I miss my mom so much. Before that, she would read us three books a night because she wanted me to get into the GT program. But
also because she loved us. Go, Mom.
And so when she deployed, my dad could still read, but I still miss my mom. And so she would mail us books through United Through Reading. And it came with a book and a little DVD, and we would put it in the TV and it would be a video of her reading to us. And so we just, I would sit on my bed and I would be reading the book and watching the TV with my little sister. And it really helped me stay connected to her, even though she was so far away.
That is, listen, I'm actually getting a little teary-eyed listening to you explain that, because my husband did the same thing for my boys. So it was really, and a few of those books where you can buy them and they can read and record them. And then the book is, they also have the physical book where you can turn the pages and listen to the little recording. I still have those books.
Me too.
And it's been a really long time. So I do love that you had that connection with your mom with reading, and that she felt like it was so important for her to continue that during that time that she was away. I think that meant a lot. I feel like it meant a lot for you. And do you think it meant a lot for your mom?
Definitely, because I know it was hard for everyone when she was so far away, especially my sister was only maybe one or two. And I know it was so hard for her to be away from us.
Yeah. What did your dad think about mom reading the books? How did he... Was he like, can I still read books too? Can I still read at night too?
He always told me that he would want to read one book and we just keep stacking them. So I'm sure that he appreciated that she would still read to us.
He got some relief. He got some relief. Maybe he only had to read 3 books instead of 10. Yeah. So I just love that. I really love that. I just love that connection that you had with your mom. And it sounds like your dad with literacy. So I think that's really amazing. So can you tell us about your art in general? Do you paint, draw? You're taking so many art classes, so it's obviously a passion and a love that you have. I just love to know, is it something that you do every day? What's your inspiration for drawing or doing art?
I usually end up drawing pieces that kind of reflect myself or my mental health or an experience I have, just because I feel like it's easier for me to get on paper. My art teacher, she encourages us to try different mediums. So originally I was just doing alcohol markers, and now I love doing watercolor, which is what I did with my piece. And I love oil pastels. I know a lot of people, including my art teacher, hate oil pastels. I think they're so fun. But I love exploring the different mediums and even 3D art. Next year I'm doing my AP art is 3D sculptures and things. So I just love exploring the different techniques and ways to create pieces.
And I have to ask, what's an alcohol? You said marker?
Yes.
What is that?
It's like a Sharpie, and it's easier to blend because of the alcohol. It doesn't keep layering like a Crayola marker. And it's so much easier to blend and do ombres. And I think it's a lot brighter also, and they come in a lot of colors.
Wow, that's so neat. So I have to ask, because you said one of the first things that you said was like for mental health, you mentioned that with your art. And I know we're still talking about after the pandemic, and we talked about our kids and our teens, and you maybe having to be at home taking classes virtually versus in person. Do you feel like you did more art during the pandemic? Because you were in high school, right? You would have been in
high school. I just entered high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly struggle to do art when there isn't a deadline. I wish I could be one of those people who I try to sit in my sketchbook and draw, but I have to have a deadline to finish the piece or I will never finish it. And during COVID, when we had online school, we have a scholastic art competition. And so it was a deadline. And so I think I did draw a lot more because of that deadline and because I had so much time to myself. But it was hard having online art classes because we couldn't be in person learning from our teacher. It was a
Zoom call that you could see the art teacher. Were they on screen?
And sometimes. But then if they had to talk to their in-person class, they would be off screen. And I mean, I can still do my art. But now I'm really grateful that we're back in person because I can like really connect with my peers and learn from them.
Yeah. So how would you I'm just thinking, did you just take a picture of your art and upload it?
I think my art teacher took a photo the day it was due. I was still doing final touches, and she just took a photo of it and then sent it in. And then we mailed it off later. But
oh, I love that. So I have to admit, I also have a son who's a rising senior, just like you. And last year, he took his first art class. He's not like artistic in any way. Okay. He's a history kid. And he did really well, and he really enjoyed it. So I just, you talking about your passion for art, and I just think, if more kids tried art, I think you could find out that it's, well, you have something to contribute to. Now, is he like the next Picasso? Probably not. But he really enjoyed it. I just had to put that in there. I had to put it in there that his art teacher was like, it's decent. It's decent work. He's doing okay in class. We've already talked about that your drawing is, of course, that connection with your mom over reading. I'm going to assume that you enjoy reading.
Yes.
Right? That's something that you enjoy. So I would love for you to share with our listeners a favorite book or maybe even genre of book.
So my favorite book is, at the moment anyway, is Brazen by Penelope Bajou. She's French. And it's a graphic novel in which every chapter explores the story of a woman through history. And a lot of them are like women that we've heard before that are very, they get a lot of exposure. But the rest of them, I'd never heard of a lot of these women. And their stories are super inspiring about how they changed the world with their actions. I really enjoy reading that graphic novel as well as seeing the art in it because I think it's so much more accessible for all ages. Because I know when I was little, I loved graphic novels and I still do. And I love history. I love that. And so I think it's a really neat graphic novel.
And I like that you have connected or interwoven your love for reading and art together in some of the books that you like. I think that's really cool. You, of course, love to read and you love art and you put them together. Is the genre then more graphic novels?
Yeah, when I go to the library, I go straight to the graphic novel section. But once I go through all of those, I really dystopian. I think they're really interesting.
Wow.
I just went through all the Hunger Games for the first time. I didn't think I would like them, but
are they fantastic?
Yes. I can't wait for the new movie.
I know. Okay, have you seen all the previous movies?
Yeah, I did a binge watch like in 2 days.
Okay, so I read the books when they were coming out. I'll never forget. I think I read the first one or the second one, and it might have been the third one was coming out like a week later or something. And I remember thinking, like, I've got to read through this one in 3 days so I can get to Barnes & Noble to get the new one so I could read it. So I really like that you like The Hunger Games. So that's really fun. Since we're talking about reading, and I also love reading, like that's my thing, I will say that my favorite genre is psychological thrillers. I don't know what that says about me. I don't know, but I really like those.
What make you think?
Do make you think. They make you think about a lot of things. So I know earlier you mentioned you're in a multitude of art classes. It's obviously something you're passionate about. I think you're something that you're really good at. Just based off of your art piece. So after high school, are the plans to continue that? Do you plan on going to college?
Absolutely. I hope to go to not really an art school, but a school with a good art program and learn. I'm thinking about minoring in art education, honestly, but majoring in, I guess, just in general, the animation industry, I think is really interesting. If I could 2D or 3D animation would be amazing, but also storyboarding or character design, just anything in that general vicinity, I think would be so amazing to go into because like, I know growing up watching cartoons or and reading graphic novels too, but watching cartoons where I felt seen, whether it was like mental health or like representation. If I saw a Hispanic character, I thought that was so cool. And so I really want to provide that for someone else.
That's so great. And first off, the fact that you want to do animation, and I'm thinking, like, would you even get into gaming? That's my thought. There's a lot of animation that goes, I have a gamer, so I know.
My sister's like that.
There's a whole creation of these characters, like, behind what in the game, and so I know art comes into play with that, or graphic art. But I like what you said about the representation of seeing yourself and how important that is, especially for kids in general. I think for our military kids, it's really important as well to see yourself in different roles. So I think that'd be great for you to do that. I'm excited for you and for the art education. So I think that would be fun. Maybe going back and teaching other kids art.
Maybe I'm thinking I want to have it not really as a backup, but maybe if I want to explore a different field of art when I'm older. So I think it would be really cool to teach high school because I think there's so many different opportunities, like contests and things, and we learn a lot. So I would love to do that as well.
I just, everything about what you're saying about art, I just love art. And I will tell you that art is huge in my family. My dad is very into art. So from a very young age, I was exposed to it really young. I think that's great. Like when you talk about students, high schoolers, younger kids being exposed to art at an early age. And something fun that I do as a military family, because we are, every place that we've lived, I purchase a piece of local art. So I've been building an art collection for 20 plus years, even vacations. So sometimes on vacations, like Australia, I have a piece of Aboriginal art.
Yeah, like it's fun. So maybe that's something you could do when you get older. You could travel around, pick up a piece of art of a local artist. I think it's really cool to do that.
Just do that with mugs right now. I think art would be, that would be a lot better.
Art is a little expensive to pick up, okay? A mug is usually pretty good. You can stick it in your suitcase and bring it with you. There's a little logistical difficulty with art sometimes, but it has incredible stories and memories that you'll have when you're many years older. So just putting that plug in there for you. So what's the most interesting place that you've seen through your transitions and travels?
So I was fortunate enough that we'd really only moved states once from California to Texas. And so all our other traveling was like vacations. And honestly, I think DC is really interesting. It's been a while since we've had a vacation. And so I love seeing I'm excited to see the different Smithsonians. I think the weather is really pretty here. It's really beautiful. And there's just so much to see and learn.
There is so much history here.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. It really is. And to get through all of it takes some time. I feel like every time I come back to DC, I thought, okay, last time I hit up here and here, this time I'm going to go here and here. And then hopefully eventually over a lot of trips, I'll cover all the ground. So I hope you get to see a lot of fun, different things and places while you're here. And you said that the weather is good. It's humid.
It is so humid in Corpus Christi, Texas. It is so humid.
So this is like a lower level of humidity.
This is nice. This is compared to where I'm from, this is nice.
Okay.
It's refreshing.
Okay. I am from a place where it's really dry heat. It's a little bit for me, a little bit of humidity here. But I'm glad to hear that you're going to enjoy your time while you're here in D.C. Finally, what is your favorite part of being a military child?
I loved growing up, being able to go to the base and seeing all the different organizations come together to support military kids. I know that we had Halloween celebrations, Easter, there was an after-school care where I met a lot of other military kids and they had different field trips and activities for us to do. So I just think growing up with all the different things to do and all the support that we receive is really awesome.
That's amazing. I love that so much. And I'm just going to ask, just because you talked about you seem to have a positive experience as in your military childhood, can you tell us growing up who one of your heroes was?
Definitely my mom. When we had projects about that, I would draw her and I was so proud of her. I know a lot of people would come up to me and they knew I was a military kid and they'd say, what branch is your dad in? And so I thought it was really awesome that my mom was in the military. I know a lot of people just assume that it was my dad, but I just thought it was amazing. Even though she was so far away, I thought she had deployed twice before I was 10, but it was three times and I didn't even remember the first time. So all that she did, I thought was amazing.
I have enjoyed talking to you. And once again, I feel teary-eyed. I feel like you're talking about mom. Your mom sounds amazing. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy that you won this contest, Call for the Arts. And I've thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you.
Yes, definitely.
I'd like to thank Reagan for chatting with me when we were in D.C. last July. MSEC's Call for the Arts is open now through the end of April. I'm excited to see the art that comes in and can't wait to chat with this year's winners. Complete rules and guidelines can be found on the MSEC website, and details can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening to the MSEC podcast, the official podcast of the Military Child Education Coalition. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, share, subscribe, and give today's show a 5-star rating. And don't forget to leave us a comment on topics you'd like to hear more about. We'd like to give a special thanks again to the Keesler Spouses Club and Air Force Officer Spouses Club of Washington, D.C. for supporting this episode, and Consentus Media for audio mixing. I'm Nikki Harrison, and until next time, In a world where you can be anything, be kind